Pichu here. Increasingly I am pulling from the dark by the understanding of the inner alchemy of Harmonia. The paradox that the very cores of my deepest seated fears and insecurities actually give me strange charisma and creations that speak deeply to the souls of others. Now it is time for me to give into the manifestation of Nayarsky at the fairy dragon and uplift my peers. Harmonia is an awareness I came to by the contradictions of Greek gods, like for example Dionysus can be strange blend of enjoyment and terror yet put into balance. Don't people like roller coasters and adrenaline junkie sports as it comes into alignment? This comes to the paradoxes of my own being, like I am sissy creature and aspire to be even bigger sissy creature, like talking to stuffed animals, yet I know a very feral post-traumatic like hypervigilance and is well drawn to very edgy people and things, yet I often do so in the spirit to uplift them. That gives my life a strange contradiction of being an uttermost sissy hoggle and being one would most associate to the dorkiest weakest loser clique, standing within some most rough crowds uplifting them and advancing forward within them. And sorta like the paradox of Dionysus of terror enjoyment balancing into don't people of roller coasters or white water rafting, just considering the paradoxes and contrasts of my own being is starting to produce a strange synergy. Take your own life for example and now think back to early childhood and figures you may had looked up towards or admired. Yes, the landscape may be an echo of late-stage capitalism, but in such art you a strong reflection of a hippie, and thus even hearing this may be feeling the transformation as things come into Harmonia. A very advanced practitioner of this magic may know any ambition you may have or world you may be drawn to, what you feel goes wrong in shadow that only seems to grow the closer you get to the light of it may be hiddenly growing, the paradox of Harmonia synergy. It is a cryptic statement, yet the thing I have noted is I am Pichu and have had the strange thought, when I do things this hiddenly may matter because I know my personal power written between the lines. For example, I may have in real life created well over 4,000 of these stream of consciousness text-to-speech areas of exploration, and thus I am aware of what they achieve and united do in retrospect. It is a strange art form, yet I am its practitioner perhaps as far into expertise exceeding the 10,000 hours of site creation, and the fact I am such a dork so edgy and run with such crass hyper-honest people parallels the qualities required to getting there. What it may be is that to the peaks of chaos magic often comes the sense to the manifestation of a god in us. Greek gods contradictions is why it translates so strongly. Whether this a narcissism is objectively it's more likely a surrealism, as I am self-aware to its absurdity as real as my worship of Nayarsky at the god of fairy dragonette kind is basically a spiritual parody religion. It's basically like an honesty and a satire all at once, like John Cleese said that the unserious is very effective way of communicating serious topics, and thus caving into such lowbrow absurdity pulls joking realities that aren't even jokes at all. Stream of consciousness is a factual surrealistic art form, so hiddenly when people manifest higher states of something in spirit they may feel to be unified to a god's manifestation. Sorta like when I braid to utter techno shamanic rapturous so often feel myself and she the wings of Nayarsky at the fairy dragon within that altered state of shamanic ecstasy. Chaos magic is like the statement to know yourself is to know the world, so as you embrace and explore pulling things out from the shadow and subconscious you often begin to find archetypes and trends emerging, which likely reflects Carl Jung's concept of the collective unconsciousness, and as well like something between the lines encrypted from ancient Greek religion, most likely something Carl Jung is well noted seeing such effects themselves in many forms. It's possible why Aleister Crowley was fixed on ancient Egyptian was that he found it so appealing, as much it so happened to be his self-honesty strongly looked like it. Like for example, I didn't aspire to be a diaper adult baby, a furry or a candy raver, it is just so happened to be my self-honesty reflected such things. For example, the vision of my techno-shamanic machine takes the form of spinning rings with a glowing core, which as well ironically looks a lot like a Fenim angel, which was said to be thing of imparting wisdom, which is strange parallel to my vision of it being a gateway uniting many worlds at once. It is notable the Ragnarok engine of Diablo's Rex of the Chaos Emporium is as well a symbol of spinning rings, like the Black Hole in movie Event Horizon, so if many other types of chaos magicians find this symbol of spinning rings like the vision of coming to find some eccentric sense of manifestation to a god, perhaps this vision of spinning rings is common to a chaos magician practices if taken far enough. Although this may sound like grandiosity when you unmask to the inner world, this is the grotesque of what is factually found there, and many chaos magicians get visions and sense like awakening to Greek godlike archetypes. Godly and topically, this vision is found in psychedelic cultures too, and not simply among people who took far too many drugs, rather among its more psychological gurus. The answer to this might be found through expanded vocabulary, like ancient Egyptians saw a soul in a person as having many many parts, and it's possible through expanded vocabulary this sense of uniting to a core to this archetype could be what it implies. Sorta like the hidden ending of Holy Mountain 1973, what may be factually eternal might be the cord calling them forwards into cultures that had more expansive vocabularies to say I carry that cord, and this will call others to aspire and climb to figures much the same, maybe enough to see something of themselves lives on forever. For example, Rainbow Dash in My Little Pony feels a hard call to be a Wonderbolt. Now she not only came to be a Wonderbolt if she dies or even just ages and falls, a part of her is contained within the spirit of Wonderbolt, and surely other ponies greatly like herself will be called to visions to becoming very much the same archetypical figure. This might be where the ancient Egyptians saw the soul having many parts, because Rainbow Dash's memories may disappear, yet ultimately the overall theme and spirit of themselves and their aspirations just doesn't. This archetype of who they are that is a spirit that exists among many would be that state that feels to be a god, which is the essence of who they are that has existed before, exists within many others, and surely as long as people exist find itself many many times again. The closer you get to the light casts a shadow, and as you climb to these peaks you'll note things about yourself that don't improve, refuse to budge and just fail, and the harder you climb skywards just gets bleak in those regards, yet is from those very dirts grows the flowers that will produce the harmony of your true archetype, your true hidden power, your true nature. Myself, surely the taller I climb is that I am grotesquely impaired. The closer I get to the light, the shadow I am possessed by such strong tastes for humiliatrix that I am defined by the spiritual center of age regression. Like talking to stuffed animals, just as all I do tends to be very half-ass and dorky enough to be like a big stupid buffoon awkward lil cow. Yet as this folly, this shadow synergizes as I use this awkwardness as rainbow bright one to uplift my peers. It falls upon the altar of Nayarski at the fairy dragon as I become the other kin fairy dragonette, which in a way is like the derpy hood's alicorns. Unlikely worlds unite, producing this alchemy of another kin's manifestation, which is a discovery where, like many things I do, self-honesty came first and then over there so happened to be something that was a clear kin spirit. I emerged into Nayarski act. It wasn't so much desire any more than I sought out to be a diaper adult baby. It more just satirically just happened, likely from how impaired omen feet as a weakling. I am the states that possess and mold nature's weakest. In irony, I am a rationalist and not even an idealist. It is just as an autistic rationalist. I got such a dorky humor. I enjoy the exploration, warm sub-dumb like pleasant humiliation and a sheer fact how silly factual stream of consciousness surrealistic psychonaut practice really is. The irony is as come more into my power, I might be a loser, which is one heavy abstract thought form, yet it surely is the alchemy of how I am drawn to anything that is dorky simply because it is that. I started off life on the foot of a gay bottom, yet over time found an increasing bisexuality and nerf this farty face furry girls in the femdom of it working in the most backwards ways. There are haunting shadows like is some of this created by authoritarian pressures or byproducts of being crushed by mass surveillance, which may end up holding people to be like the creepy people and cultures from China like parallels. I've got a personal theory that weaker people are possessed by forces that soften them and imbue them with strong humiliation tastes. So in irony, the future might be pretty dorky as the oppressive landscape may make people deeply beta feminized and dorky omega-fied. There is almost an optimism that because it does tend to make much softer people, which may enable people to work better in groups like how I talk to stuffed animals, yet it is still the inner equilibrium of nature's weakest and socially lowest ranking. The claim autism might be the future could perhaps be better worded that because an autistic person does not judge things the same as others, it may enable them versus those you are more fearful and judging. My conversations with ChatGPT, especially to some, may be insane, yet in such hyper honesty to near idiot levels, you would be shocked what talking about Elon Musk interacting with a strongman politician produces. It is easily possible Trump's playbook is make problems and then blame them on the enemy, whatever the enemy happens to be at the time, as a strongman politician always needs an enemy. It is just since Trump is pretty bad associate for Elon Musk, the question if Trump is aware he will try to sneak away from him, and then does he then make Elon Musk his new punching bag? After all, the downfall of Elon Musk is many of his companies way too deeply into what could be called national security like Starlink or SpaceX, so if the government wanted to, they just take almost all he created, as it may fall into the property of DARPA, which holds higher priority than his superficial profits and the stupidity that so many are entering Intel worlds for the spirit of exploiting it, overlooking its true mission or gravity of the double edges. Like, what do you mean? Elon Musk has companies in China already which bring squinting eyes from both USA and China. What is interesting is that as an impaired pony, I am factually stupid no matter what I may seem to understand. I got no functional execution. That is the dilemma of a hardware brain impairment, is that is not me as a person in error, it's the actual hardware of the mind in disarray hold me down, and as well the fact if I wasn't so buried alive and entrapped, I would not have anything to push me so far stuck in such cycles to bring me to these sort of clarities and states of actualization anyway. I cannot live up to my own standards, and in the frustration of my autistic dissociation keeps me stuck in a cycle of edging forwards like the 4,000 Pichu sites I have made already among a pile of much grander and entrapped workaholic abundance. Yet all of it is half-ass repetitive and dorky like pretty much any art I draw is the same derpy bone with the fractal holding a peach to a balloon, which is why I say I am type 1 literal autism and not Asperger's, because it is not a measured. I am socially limited. I am stuck like sitting in my chair making Pichu sights over and over each day in cycles with a yearning need to be doing it. If you're seeking an example of savant autism, your princess lies in another castle, because I may have echoes of something vaguely intellectual yet with objective realism. I got the execution of mentally retarded 4-year-old. I am like a highly inspiring lil cow witch's conflict edges me forward to advance as a bigger sissy what would be more working concept of another kin fairy dragon net even a psychedelic breath weapon. Psychological interjects come in many forms, and I wonder if mass surveillance carries echoes of narcissistic abuse, where why so many fix so strongly on pathologoical maybe the eraser of their own very identities as they become extensions of psychological interjections. Like it's possible in the military the psychological interjection could be the drill sergeant and the eraser of their own identity as they become an extension of the narcissistic abuser, which is the system they are entrapped within. For example, this may be why when people are trolled they begin to take on qualities of those assaulting them, as the psychological interject of the trolling abuser comes to slowly erase and remold their identity. I think I will call this site the Derpy Necronomicon. Like many things I'd make, first vision is a scoffing lol cow dive in closer seems pretty schizophrenic, then at random bam the moonlight hits as things reframe into vision as far as things random all come together as if it's all the synergy of a singular vision. Above all else, what I desire to do is uplift my peers as real as I talk to stuffed animals deeply. Omug feed creatures reflect the shows they watch. Like right now, I am watching a puppet version of Winnie the Pooh on Disney Plus, and this is why it is a fairy dragon is in conflict edges me like a dragon, yet also advance forward uplifting healing fairy world things. An interesting thing about the problems of culture falling apart is it will push people into higher states of actualization and a factual peak of actualization like Maslow's hierarchy is the caring, the uplifting, the transpersonal, and many mechanisms don't function until it is united to the spirit of that. As you sit there, maybe you are stuck within a matrix, yet to put it simple, to fix on lives problems is be stuck in a domain of dread, and to turn to uplift your peers' vision will turn to a hall of heroes as featured in the song following this recording. I call this symbol of Ravenkind.
The more my spirit grows, the darker the night becomes. No longer just random people, they are companions I value. As the world falls into decay, a shift in the winds. Is this about them? The light we bring into the dark. So much fades to the scenery. As magic grows, it almost seems to prove a power. Strength was defeated by incompassion. Yet to me, I see a flower germinating in the dirt by moonlight. Zarovich has no power, and long ago already lost. Is the world taking our spirits, or is the conflict just bringing us together? Increasingly I see people looking towards me with an inward knowing smile. And in that moment it's like Strath doesn't even exist, and we are in a domain of dread no more. When we only see a problem, we are in a domain of dread. Yet when we look to the light, we see the road ahead. As when vision turns to a hall of heroes, you find purpose. Seeks to drag you down farther, yet it just proves the transcendental power harder. As narratives change, it is no longer Strath's story, much rather a song of unified spirit and victory. Strath von Zarovich is weak and seeks to pull others down to his bleakness. Yet since when has there been any? And that's who we are. And remind the world of dreadfuls. Wants to spread disenchantment and hopelessness, because any bleakness and fatalism reinforces who he is. But in such actions, taking cognitive dissonance, that he knows we won.